The Belfast rap trio Kneecap will take to the stage tomorrow night at Fairview Park in Dublin. But before that, Mo Cara, Limo Gohani, is due before Westminster Magistrates Court in London this morning. We're joined by our London correspondent, Tommy Meskill. Just remind us, Tommy, please, what is Limo Gohani charged with?
He's been charged, Mary, with a terrorism offence. Specifically, he's been charged with displaying a flag in support of Hezbollah. And this relates to a gig last November in North London. It was at a venue called the O2 Forum in Kentish Town when Limo Gohani, also known as Mo Cara, as you say, is alleged to have displayed this flag. London's Met Police was made aware of an online video from that event last April. That prompted an investigation which was carried out by the Met's Counter-Terrorism Command. And then last month, it was confirmed that Limo Gohani, he's 27 years old, that he was charged with displaying a flag in such a way or in such circumstances as to arouse reasonable suspicion that he is a supporter of a proscribed organisation. Now, he denies the charges. He is due to appear at Westminster Magistrates Court later this morning.
Now, Kneecap and Limo Gohani has revealed a fairly high-powered legal team. So what's expected to happen today?
Well, what happens today is largely administrative. He may state how he intends to plea. A date for another court appearance or trial could be set. It's all likely to happen quite quickly, in a matter of minutes probably, as is often the case at the Magistrates Court. It's probably outside the courthouse where we'll see the most activity. Anyone keeping an eye on Kneecap's social media in recent days will see that they're encouraging people to gather outside the courthouse. And as part of that, I believe we could see a few famous faces as well from the music industry and also some political figures too. All three members of the Kneecap group are expected to attend today. They'll be accompanied by their band manager, but also that legal team that you mentioned. A high-profile legal team that includes Gareth Pearce, solicitor for the Guildford Four and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, Rosalyn Cummins, who has represented Extinction Rebellion protesters, Dara Makan, and also Blinani Grolig, who is a member of South Africa's legal team in its proceedings against Israel.
And is Limo Gohani now, or other band members, saying anything at this stage?
Well, they're denying the charges. They say that the flag was thrown on the stage and they're vowing to defend themselves. They've described the charges as political. They say they serve as a distraction to what's happening in the Middle East. All of this can be seen on their... They've posted all these statements on their social media. The band has also said it's a distraction from their music and concerts because, as you say, they're due to play... they're still playing sold-out venues. They're due to play Fairview in Dublin tomorrow. They're also due to play Glastonbury next week. And so those close to the band saying they're focusing on those.
Tommy, how might a terror offence like this be treated in the UK on conviction, if that's what were to happen? What likely sentence might it attract?
Well, the maximum punishment under the Terrorism Act in the UK for a charge like this one is a prison sentence of up to 6 months or a fine. I suppose the consequences in terms of the band's ability to travel is what could potentially be the most damaging in the long term, given the growth in popularity. We saw them playing Coachella in the US recently. They're scheduled to play there again later this year. And they themselves have cited this concern in statements that they have shared on social media since the charges were announced, saying that it could potentially restrict their ability to speak to young people, as they say, around the world.
All right, Tommy, thank you very much. And more from Tommy on RTE Bulletins throughout the day. 7:30, let's get the news headlines from Brian Jennings.